Welcome to the Gifters Podcast. I'm your host, Christopher Kai. This podcast is sponsored by the GPS Online Program, which teaches you how to turn your story into a successful speaking and online coaching business. For more information, go to ChristopherKai.com. Our guest today is Arlene Kogan. She is a speaker and bestselling author of Give to Live. Arlene, welcome to our podcast.
It is a delight to be here. Thanks for having me.
So there's a guy named Ron Burt. He is a network scientist. He literally studied the science of networking based out of the University of Chicago. He found that your network is the number one best predictor for career success. And that being said, I looked at your LinkedIn profile and it says that you're part of Toastmasters and NSA, and I've been part of both groups, so much so that actually when I started my speaking career 20 years ago, I joined Toastmasters and then I joined NSA. So from the foundational standpoint, I was so grateful to have found these two organizations. So if you wouldn't mind, since you're part of both of them, what is Toastmasters and what is NSA?
You know, Christopher, those are excellent questions and they're very simple and distinct. Toastmasters teaches you how to speak, and NSA, National Speakers Association, teaches you the business of speaking.
And
That's simple.
And I appreciate your brevity and conciseness, Arlene, because again, so many people ask me, Christopher, how do you build confidence? How do you get paid to speak? And I often talk about, and I did talk about in my network about Toastmasters, because again, it codifies how to speak. They have the introduction speech, using your body language, having the tone of voice, the not using fillers like us and So I highly, highly, highly encourage you, especially for those that might not want to be a speaker as a living, but to build confidence, to build clarity, to build a commitment in yourself and sharing your story, Toastmasters is the single best investment you'll ever make in your life for under $100, and it's a global community. So that's the best testimony I can give for Toastmasters, because I really believe in that. So for you, Arlene, when did you realize that you had this gift for speaking and that you wanted to write books and speak to help and inspire other people?
Well, you're making a huge assumption there, Christopher, because I never assumed any of the above. Regarding the book, I want you to know, and everyone out there, I started off as a photography major in college because I submitted photos that will be judged and accepted to the program, and I didn't even have to fill out a paragraph on my college application. So the fact that I wrote a book, it was a bestseller, is truly a miracle and proves you can do anything you put your mind to.
Well, again, perhaps you're modest, but so you still took action, right? It didn't just fall in your lap, right?
It took a lot of action over the years and a lot of personal growth, but the book in particular, I was working at the Community Foundation at the time and noticed a big gap on people's knowledge about how to give and how giving really solves personal and financial problems, and you can make a charitable gift you never imagined. And you don't have to be a millionaire or billionaire. You can be mass affluent. You can be an average person and make a difference and feel that spiritual aspect of your life. So I mentioned this to a couple colleagues and friends, and they're like, I would love something like that for my clients, right? And I was like, oh, okay. And there were a couple people who kept saying, when's the book coming out? When's the book coming out? Well, Christopher, after 4 years, I was like, oh, heck, I better take action. And that's when I took action. And that action required two book coaches and a book editor / strategist, because I wasn't a natural writer. And the coaches helped me, would ask me questions and interview me, and then we would have it transcribed and massaged and put in order. And then I had a book, Christopher, and I was amazed, right? I couldn't write, but here I had a book. And I hired the book editor / strategist. And after a 15-minute conversation with her, she said, you're writing to the wrong audience. And she was right.
This is go ahead, Arlene.
Yeah, I was like, oh, crap. And I needed to hire another book coach to help me switch the whole perspective of the book to make it the book that it is, that it's a bestseller. Go ahead, Christopher.
No, that's great. So the book is called Give to Live. And again, give can be mean many things. As you said, you don't have to be a millionaire, a billionaire. So how do you define giving, and why do you think we should all give to live?
Well, my book, because I'm a financial planner and spent over 20 years in the trust and investment world, starting off on Wall Street and then was the top fundraiser for the sixth largest community foundation in the country for almost a decade, where I brought in 30 to 40% of all giving statewide. Whew, that's a mouthful. People didn't know how to give, and there was a message I have from having both perspective of working with clients who want to build and grow wealth to people who wanted to give it away and make a difference. And I saw hundreds of times people waiting for their end of their life, and there was a gap to fill. And it was a perspective that only I had and I could share because I sat on both sides of the fences. And that was my gift to the world, is to share how everyone can give. And giving makes you feel better personally. I mean, it stimulates part of your physical brain. It can help you financially with tax savings, and spiritually, it really helps you create a legacy, and your advisors should be helping you achieve those goals, especially during a time of crisis and pandemic where people are looking for purpose and meaning in their lives.
Yeah, but again, let's define giving. So let's say someone makes $50,000 or $500,000 or $5 million, right? So I really want to paint a picture for our listeners to know that it's possible. Because again, when people often think about giving, they think, well, I'm not a millionaire, I'm not a billionaire, but what can a 50,000 person do, or 500,000? It doesn't really matter numbers, but I want our listeners, because okay, I don't know what their background is, but you're an expert, so I want to know.
Here's the magic formula. Let's say you give $100 every year to a charitable organization. Name one that you give to, Christopher.
Union Rescue Mission.
There you go. Let's say you give $100, and it could be $10 or it could be $1,000. You take that number and you multiply it by 20, and you get $2,000. If you leave a $2,000 gift in a beneficiary designation on an account, and you have the organization endow that gift, when that's managed properly, they will receive $100 in perpetuity for when you are gone. And you have made a legacy gift, and a gift you never imagined. And it's as easy as going to a plan administrator. The form could be online, asking your banker, your broker. It is the easiest thing to do. And for someone who gives $10 a year, it's a $200 gift. For someone who gives $1,000 a year, it's a $20,000 gift. And this doesn't activate until after you're gone.
Great.
Isn't that amazing?
It is. And so we only have a few more minutes left, but what's the heartfelt message of this? I mean, I can hear, okay, this is the format and the way, but why do you do it? Why do you give, and what's a cause that you most believe in so that you can really inspire listeners beyond the, okay, I'm going to donate $100 or $1,000. But for you personally, Arlene, what's a cause that you really deeply are passionate about so you can inspire us with your story?
Well, my story is my mother's story. 10 years ago, she was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer. And we took turns. She was living in Florida. My older sister, brother, and I took turns visiting her. And she was one of those millionaire next doors where they had saved and they clipped coupons. And you never think she was worth $1 million, but they were worth $1 million. And we went to go visit her, and she hands me all of her documents. You're the financial expert, Arlene. After charity, does it go equally between, you know, Rose and Sam and you? And it did, but I was shocked because I was already 49 and my brother and sister were in their 50s. We're all very successful. I'm like, Mom, you're only giving 5% to charity. You've raised us better. So we all encouraged her. And she moved that number from 5% to 10%. And she was like a kid in a candy store. I'm going to give more to B'nai Torah. I'm going to give more to the Federation. It was so joyful and sad to see that she waited to the end of her life. And I saw this countless times at the Community Foundation. So when my mother asked me, Arlene, what are you going to do with the money? I'm like, Mom, the inheritance, the money, honey, the money. No, the inheritance, Mom. I said, it's simple. We're going to take the girls to Israel because we had never been, and that was important to her. We were going to create a charitable fund at the Community Foundation because I didn't want to wait to the end of my life to have that joy of giving. It would honor hers and my parents' memory. And unfortunately, my father-in-law, who passed away shortly after that, and it was the most amazing thing I experienced personally. I want everyone to have the joy of giving at whatever level is possible. And I want to show them how. That's my story and I'm sticking to it.
That's what I was looking for, Arlene. I mean, all the numbers are great, but that's that heartfelt story that I love sharing because all of us can be inspired by you, Arlene. And I really appreciate you sharing that. How can our guests read your book and connect with you?
So my website is arlenecogen.com, arlenecogen.com. You can find my book on Amazon. If you like it, write a review. If you want to get some specific information on personal reflection guides or jargon that breaks down giving for you, you can find information on my private Facebook group, Give to Live Now, all one word. That's great. Where you can find me.
Arlene, thanks so much for your time. Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Gifters Podcast. If you want to learn how to turn your story into a successful speaking and online coaching business, go to christopherkai.com to learn more.